Welcome back. Welcome back.
Ooh, don't be hating.
It's been a minute, bitch. Welcome back to the Dame Truth.
Hey, y'all.
You know, people are crazy. People honestly think we get paid to do this shit. People have been hitting me up and been like, bitch, what's going on with the Dame Truth?
That would be a dream. I would love.
My cousin from Boston was like, hello. And I was like, I'm working.
And you know my friend already mentioned this.
So I
wasn't even going to keep bombarding you about it.
Welcome back. Okay, guys, I can't even lie to you. I've just been, you know, working.
Up somebody's ass?
What do you mean?
I don't know. I was just
what does that mean?
Trying to help you remember what you've been doing.
I have been working, honey.
Okay.
And you have been taking trips to the mountain, bitch.
That was 1 week.
I don't give a damn. We haven't recorded in 2 weeks. Happy birthday, Amber. You took one of the dames from the Dame Truth. So that's another reason why. I mean, I've been slacking. I can't even listen. I'm not going to even deny it.
Yeah, y'all. She's always tired. That's her favorite thing to say.
Bitch, I am tired. I don't think a lot of people realize how hard I work. I even work on my days off. And then I work six, seven days straight. Where most people work five days, and then you get your 2 days off back to back. Sometimes, even with those 6-7 day stretches, I get 1 day off here, and then I work a day and get another day off. Mm-hmm. So I'm like exhausted.
I can respect.
But I still make time for my friends.
Yeah, that's good.
I still make time for the same thing. So listen, we're not going to do a long intro because, bitch, we got a lot of shit to talk about. This week has been busy. We have not been on our job for a minute. Girl, we got a lot to talk about. And I'm going to tell you right now, sexy is not a look. All right, guys.
All right.
We'll be right back with the Dame Truth. Alright guys, so welcome back to the Dame Truth. Look, we got a lot to talk about, so let's just jump into Word in the Street.
Word in the Street!
And I'm going to say a big congratulations. I wish it would have been me to Byron Allen, bitch. He is a billionaire. So, Byron Allen is...
He's black, white? I mean, it really doesn't matter, but I'm just curious.
Oh, he's a nigga.
Okay.
That's the only reason why I'm saying congratulations.
Okay.
If it was, you know, anybody else, I mean, what that got to do with me? White people always been winning. So anyway, Byron Allen, guys, I know him from back in the day when I was in high school and I didn't have no cable. And so he had this show called Last Comic Standing, and it was pretty much like a round table of comedians, comics that were new to the scene. And he gave them an opportunity to actually do stand-up with each other on the show.
Oh, that's good.
Really, really cool show, and I used to watch it late at night. That's probably why I have a little comedic side to myself.
Yeah, but funny
anyways, so come to find out, like maybe 2 years ago, I'd say about 2017, I found out that he owned the Weather Channel.
That's Channel 832, y'all.
Yeah, and you know, I've actually done some work with the Weather Channel.
You have?
Yeah, so it's really cool to know that now a black man owns this, right? Well, come to find out, it might seem weird, but I do watch a lot of MSNBC, okay?
Why?
I love MSNBC. And you know what? Another show that I really love on MSNBC? Mad Money. I know I don't have hardly any money to invest in any stocks in anything, but I watch the fuck out of Mad Money. But anyway, back to what I was saying. Basically, Comcast... and I believe Charter 2 is in this lawsuit for discriminating against him by saying that they didn't have bandwidths strong enough to host his television shows. Okay. Whereas they gave the same opportunities to white television companies. So he went on a little tangent went to the circuit courts, federal courts, and Supreme Courts, I mean, and he won his lawsuit, bitch. So he is now, I believe, $20 billion richer. Mm. So shout outs to Byron Allen. He won his lawsuit. My nigga, you are definitely a long lost cousin. Let's hook up. you know, I feel so happy for him, even though he has, you know, had some adversities. You know, he and his white wife have fought through them.
Not the white wife.
Well, you know.
Shit.
A man with this amount of money ain't gonna have no black wife. Let's be real. Next.
Wow. Well.
Next on the list.
Gentlemen.
I mean, I wish it wasn't that way, but.
It does seem like that, though.
It seems that way.
But we have LeBron James.
Niggas though. Who don't even have money still
LeBron,
got one.
LeBron James.
Well, you know, that's an exception. I love him.
Have the same birthday. I love him.
We didn't ask for all that, Ashley, while you're stuffing your face. Anyway, so the next person on this word in the street. Now, I know a lot of people are going to disagree with me. I know that they are. I know that Ashley might even disagree with me.
Okay.
But y'all need to get off of John Legend's nuts.
Woo. Bitch, I ain't on them.
There's so many people, and I'm going to just say this, niggas, that are hating on John Legend. Let that man live. And the craziest thing about it is this. I'm looking at the women who are talking about John Legend not being the sexiest man alive. Mm-hmm. And bitch, y'all borderline ugly.
Okay.
I don't understand how anybody can talk about anybody else's looks when you borderline yourself, bitch.
And beauty is actually like in the eye
of the beholder and all that stuff.
And sex appeal, because
listen,
some of the people that my friends think look good or are sexy, I beg to differ.
I don't think Diddy is by far a cute P. Diddy. I don't think Diddy is a cute person. I don't think that he's cute by any means.
Who said he was
but
cute?
But I think Diddy has sex appeal. I think Diddy has swag. Okay. I think Diddy could get any bitch in the room.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you.
I think...
Yeah, sex appeal is about...
It's a mentality. It's a mindset. It's how you feel. I know some days I feel sexy. Mm-hmm. Some days I don't. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, it's a mindset. It's a being, what you feel inside. There are a lot of people out here that are very shy, very timid, very coy and quiet. I don't think or consider them to be sexy. And they probably don't want that that title.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of people who don't want that title.
Yeah, I had an ex who used to always tell me, like... The reason why you get hit on so much is because you exude a lot of sex appeal. And in his words, the sex appeal is what
attracts
want to fuck you.
Attracts them.
Whether they, you know, think you're beautiful, pretty, whatever. You could be ugly and still be sexy.
Let me tell you something.
I'm not ugly, though.
I'm going to be true. Real with you. But this is what I'm saying, though, is I know I'm not the prettiest woman alive. But to somebody like it.
That's true.
So, shout out to the people at People Magazine. They saw fit to put John Legend on the... I think, you know, and to be honest, I've seen...
He's actually a very handsome man.
I think he's attractive. Mm-hmm. Is he my type? Not necessarily. Mm-hmm. You know, but I think he's an attractive man. I think that, you know, I've seen so many memes on, like, Facebook and Instagram... Where women have these men doing house chores and vacuuming and stuff, and they say, "Oh, bitch, this is so sexy to see my man mm-hmm. vacuuming or
along
my
the line
yeah,
that.
or picking up a couch or mm-hmm. or paying a bill, bitch, that's sexy."
Hell yeah.
So I think like when I see John Legend, not only is he a dope music artist, he has power within the music industry.
Yeah, that show that just came out on Netflix, The Rhythm and Flow.
He produced it.
He sure did. And that shit was
which y'all failed.
Like, I fucking loved that. Like, one I put everybody on that show. Like,
yeah, I watched the first episode and I haven't seen
You need to see the rest. It's so good.
But he also just got finished singing the hook to one of Nipsey Hussle's songs. He's just an all-around intelligent, articulate, well businessman, well father, well husband. You know, I just think he's all of these things, and I think that can make him
definitely sexy to a lot of people.
I think it makes him extremely attractive. Because right. There's so many men out here that bitch think that they are prettier than the women. Stay in that goddamn mirror longer than bitches. And ain't worth shit. And bitches give them all their energy. That's what I don't understand. And it's nobody else but our people putting our people down. When they had doggone that Bublé guy, that jazz musician, Michael Bublé. When they had Blake Shelton.
The country guy?
Yes. Nobody ever said nothing about Blake Shelton not being... You know what I'm saying? Or Michael Bublé.
They should have picked Adam Levine over Blake Shelton.
But what I'm saying was, did you hear white people talk shit about these white men that are sometimes mediocre? I don't think Johnny Depp is sexy. Okay. I don't think Johnny Depp is sexy.
He's a little bit.
I don't think Johnny... You know, he makes me scared. It's like he's dark and dirty.
What's that other guy that...
Somebody even said that he smelled.
What's that other guy that everyone keeps talking about who looks sexy? I actually looked him up the other day.
Who?
They keep talking. He's like real popular right now. He's a white man. He kind of got a Tarzan look about him. Real sexy.
Oh, Lisa Bonet's man.
What's his name?
Momoa.
Oh, hold on. Wait, the girl from Cosby Show?
Yeah, that's her.
That's her man?
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah, that's her husband.
They match. She's very pretty, but I think he looks very good.
Yeah, he's good looking.
I would fuck him. If I was single.
I'm just saying, bitch, thank you for that.
He has sex appeal.
He has sex appeal. I think he has, like, the best bod ever.
Okay.
I like his look.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody and people said, nah, we're bringing nerds back. I love nerdy men.
I don't mind a nerdy guy.
I love men that wear glasses.
You can wear glasses and be
sexy. I love men that, like, recite poems.
I like men
that know numbers.
I do, too. But if you looking like Steve Urkel, I don't care. You're not sexy.
But what if in between all that Steve Urkel, there's a Stefan in there?
Mm.
See, bitch? Shut the fuck up. Next on the list. Summer Walker. Oh,
I love her.
So
she's very she doesn't sound like how she looks, but I think that's why I like her even more.
I love Summer Walker. I actually, you know, girls need love too.
I love her.
Girls need love. That's my shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That girl been through some stuff. That music.
Okay. Listen.
How she do all that already?
Summer Walker. I watch NPR Tiny Desk. That's my shit. I've been on that shit for the longest. Actually, I listen to NPR on the way to work sometimes because that's my shit. Shut up, Ashley. I love NPR.
She is like already really old.
Anyway, so I listened to NPR Tiny Desk.
This is crazy.
And the whole time I'm looking at Summer Walker and I'm like, she's there, but she's not present.
Okay.
She's singing like she has an attitude. Her head is caught to the side. Mm-hmm. She's barely, you know, opening her mouth. She looks like she doesn't want to be there. And I was like, yo, this bitch is a weirdo. But not only did I think she was a weirdo then, I thought she was a weirdo when that bitch said she has a bath bowl. Now, I know that when you go and publicly say you don't like taking baths and you have a bath bowl to wash your ass in it.
She's like a hippie kind of though.
Bitch, let me tell you something.
They don't like it.
Bitch, miss me with it. You're a weirdo.
Summer, I didn't say that. This is
I said it. I said it, Summer. You're a fucking weirdo. Now, I know a lot of people are going to say social anxiety is a mental health issue. And yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
It is very much so a mental health issue. I think that bitch needs a desk job.
As a matter of fact, I had therapy today.
Mm-hmm.
And my therapist said, this is actually independent of, she doesn't know it. She's a white woman. She doesn't know anything about Summer Walker.
Right.
She said, anxiety is the most diagnosed thing.
Okay.
Period.
Gotcha.
Among people.
Right.
Period. Okay. Like, more than, like, high blood pressure. Uh-huh. Like, the most diagnosed medical thing.
Okay.
Anxiety. Right. So, that's very, very, very possible that she has social anxiety, which is kind of weird because it's like,
you're a singer.
You're an artist.
Yeah.
So, it's like, how are you going
to... I need you to get a desk job, bitch.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need you to get a customer service
job,
bitch.
Field.
Yeah.
You gotta. You can't be around people.
And then this whole the way she tried to explain it, she doesn't like to hug people or shake hands because of transference of energy. Well, first of all, if you know anything about energy or spiritual, being a spiritual being, you know light attracts light and darkness cannot penetrate you. So at the end of the day, even though darkness is all around you, it's not going to penetrate you if you have light in you. Ooh. So what you really need to find out is what is dark in you and get that out. And you need to go ahead and seek help for whatever is dark in your life.
Are you preaching?
I'm just saying a little word.
Ooh.
Then what you find out, once you find out that darkness can't penetrate you because you are lit, then you will actually influence people with your music and with your being. That's why so many people are attracted to Beyonce. You think, now, you know me, I don't give a damn about Beyonce, but I think that Beyonce has a lot of light sources where she influences people to be great. She puts out music that is healthy. She puts out music that is positive. Even though in some of her music she's hurting and she's broken, at the end of the day, her music is actually still uplifting when you are broken and when you're hurting.
Yes,
she's speaking positivity or singing positivity.
Through
that's
that
again,
pain. Yes, that's true.
That light attracts light. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I just really think that we put emphasis on mental health, and we start diagnosing ourselves.
But if she does have social anxiety,
she needs to seek help.
She sure does.
And she can't be on a tour. Because if you can't come to your crowd of fans.
She on that dick though. She love her, that boy. What's that? London on the track.
Ooh, Lord.
Love him.
If you can't come and talk to your fans and shake their hands and give them a hug, then I'm not buying your music, honey. I need you to be cordial if I'm spending my dime to see you. Next!
How do you feel being in an industry where you have to be in contact with someone?
Well, that's what and to be honest, when my cousin posted this up on Facebook, I said, that's like me saying I'm a makeup artist, but I can't touch people.
Because their
energy will transfer off to me. I can't touch people. No, I push through that shit. Do you know that I have touched people who have had cancer, breast cancer, eyebrows?
No, I remember. I actually remember.
I've touched people. I've done women's makeup who have full-blown AIDS. I've actually been with companies where I've helped women who have lupus, and the lupus is eating their skin. And I mean, I have dealt with people who have had skin disorders and things of that magnitude. You take certain precautions in order to make sure that nothing else is kind of transferred or any germs or bacteria. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to sit here and say, I can't touch you.
Right.
First of all, I'm covered under the blood of Jesus, so can't nothing harm me.
Amen.
You know, I'm saying that because you'd be surprised at how many people say, oh, girl, get your flu shot. I ain't had the flu in years since middle school. I ain't knocking on nothing. I just bleed the blood.
I don't get the flu shot either.
Let me tell you something. It's something about these new age adults that want to be so fucking grown, but you don't know how to handle grown ass real life situations. It's something about them 23 year olds to like 30 year old bitches and niggas that you can't tell them nothing because they know it all.
I think they know everything.
But at the end of the day, you need to start listening to what the fuck your elders are saying to you, bitch.
Boy,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm
being honest.
That's like the God honest truth, though.
Do you think that our elders that had to put up with some shit, some real shit, had fucking social anxiety?
Shit, if they did, they pushed through that shit.
I mean, just think about it. We're not even talking about our ancestors. We're talking about motherfuckers that we know today. Do you think that for any chance, my mother, my father, my grandparents, who are part of the civil rights movement, They didn't have no social anxiety. They had motherfucking fear for their lives. Mm-hmm. They were worried about some whole other shit, like people lynching them and dogs and water hoses. Mm-hmm. And we sit back here and we say, oh, I'm afraid of a hug. Or you go into a mall and you see a lot of people.
Yeah, when you put it like that.
But what I'm saying is I know that there's mental health issues out here. I mean, come on, let's be real. My brother committed suicide.
Right.
So I know what it's like to see mental health destroy a person's life and then destroy the people's lives who actually love them.
Mm-hmm.
But it comes to a point where we have to really find out what is that thing that's holding us back. And a lot of times it's really set up for us to fail.
Yeah.
You got to see where the enemy is like trying to attack the fuck out of you.
Right.
And be like, no, I'm not going to be attacked. You have to make it up in your mind that, no, I'm not going through this shit no more.
Right.
You know? Mm. Hey, you know that's Diana Ross. Okay. So,
she's so pretty.
I don't know if we're canceling Summer Walker, right?
I still like her, though.
I still like her music.
Her music is good.
I still like her music. I think that somebody should have her come into the dang truth and let's talk some shit into her.
And she lives here, too.
Bring her on the show, bitch. I mean,
I'll try to...
Well, yeah, we're going to try to get her on the show because I think that I could get her right. She just needs some counseling. All right, guys. This is the last
last word in the street.
Word in the street. You can tell I've been MIA for a minute.
Okay.
On a sad note, guys, tragedy has really hit home for us here in Atlanta, Georgia. I don't know if you guys heard about this story, but Alexis Crawford.
She went to Clark Atlanta University.
Yeah. A beautiful young black lady.
Very, very, very pretty.
She was found dead. Her roommate.
And her roommate's boyfriend.
Well, let's talk about her roommate because her roommate was.
Actually, her friend. They hung
her
out.
Best friend.
Yeah, they hung out and all that stuff.
Not only was her roommate her best friend, she at times took her roommate back home. Where is she from? I can't remember where she's from. She took her back home. I think it was for Easter and for another holiday.
Okay.
So that she could have somewhere to go for the holidays, not be alone, aww, eat. She loved her roommate as her best friend. That's what she said. And come to find out, her roommate murdered her along with her boyfriend. Yeah. So
her roommate's boyfriend, not her boyfriend.
Yeah, her roommate's boyfriend. So I'm just going to read it real quick because I really want to get this out here.
Okay.
It says a Clark Atlanta University student who was found dead in DeKalb County, Georgia, a week after she was reported missing, was strangled by her roommate's boyfriend. Court documents released this claim this week. Two people have been arrested in the murder of Alexis Crawford. Lord, she was only 21, whose body was discovered on November 8th. A spokesperson with the Atlanta Police Department tells Time, Baron Brantley, 21, and Jordan Jones, 21, have both since been charged with malice murder and booked at the Fulton County Jail by police. Both are being held without bond, according to the Fulton County court documents obtained by Time. Jones was Crawford's roommate, and Brantley is Jones's boyfriend. The case has come to one of the saddest conclusions possible and has been absolutely heartbreaking, Shields says. The criminal complaint alleges that Brantley strangled Crawford. He and Jones are then alleged to have put her body in a plastic bin, which they took to a park in Decatur and left in the woods. A medical examiner was determined that the cause of Crawford's death was asphyxiation, Atlanta police said on Wednesday. Brantley said he choked Crawford until she was dead during the interview with the detectives on November 8th, the complaint says.
He was just kind of outwitted, like, yeah, I did it. Like,
according to a copy of the report police took from Crawford on October 27th, she was drinking with Jones and Brantley before he allegedly assaulted her, which was sexually. Crawford was taken to a hospital to have a rape kit administered, police said. In this report, Alexis described unwanted kissing and touching from Baron Brantley. Shields said during the news conference, police recovered the bedding and a pair of underwear from the crime scene, the report said. It's unclear what the status of the investigation is now and whether Brantley was questioned about the alleged assault. Crawford's mother and two sisters said that the last they heard from her on the afternoon of October 30th, according to a copy of the missing persons report, they subsequently filed. The same report, notes that Jones told investigators she and Crawford were not speaking on speaking terms at the time due to a separate, unspecific incident. Jones told police she had taken Crawford to the liquor store the night of October 30th. When they returned to their home, Jones said that Crawford got into a physical fight. Brantley allegedly got involved in the altercation and then strangled Crawford in the early hours of October 31st. Now, let's just talk about friendship, because I have a real, real issue with this, right?
Okay.
Because clearly this girl considered this, Crawford considered this girl, Jones, to be her friend, right?
Right.
So, y'all get to drinking. Then your boyfriend gets to touching. It wasn't wanted. And so, I guess Crawford goes to the hospital and files a report. Now, from what it sounds like to me is that the best friend, Jones, who had the boyfriend, Brantley,
right,
got mad at Crawford.
Okay, because her nigga liked her.
It sounds like she got mad at Crawford for even calling the police on her man.
You mad because, first of all, he tried me.
He tried you.
Now you're going to be double mad because now the world's going to know.
Because I'm about to file this report.
Right.
Because I didn't ask for none of that shit.
Right.
Right?
So the least you could do is not tell nobody.
Yo. But this is what really confuses me, right? And I know that they are friends and I know that they were cool or whatever, but your boyfriend allegedly assaulted me sexually. I'm not going to the fucking liquor store with you, bitch. Matter of fact, I'm going to get my shit and I'm going to leave because your boyfriend assaulted me sexually.
Yeah.
I don't feel safe in my fucking home. See, this is where we need to start drawing lines and having boundaries set when it comes to simple motherfuckers. I have no idea why she thought it was okay or cool. You think it's okay or cool for you to actually be in the house with somebody that you actually just called the police on?
Yeah.
We gotta wise up. Now, I'm not saying that this is the woman's fault. This is not this young lady's fault. Yeah. It's not her fault.
She didn't ask for any of this.
She did not ask for any of these things to happen to her, especially her untimely death. But I'm going to tell y'all got to wise the fuck up. Women have to wise the fuck up. I'm telling you, your lives are at stake right now.
Crazy.
But okay, so this
somebody dick so
this,
bad.
This young lady didn't even want this. So I don't think she was weak upon the dick. I think what it is that she was trying to
talking about Alexis.
Oh, you're talking about her friend.
Her friend is weak.
Definitely. And the thing about it is that there was always some underlying issue. There was always some underlying
jealousy
there too. There's no way in fucking hell I'm going to go and kill my bitch. There's no way I'm going to kill my friend, my sister, the person that
apparently, that was like one of her only friends.
Yeah, because somebody posted on Facebook, you know, nobody was standing by this bitch and you were the only one who stood by her and she killed you. So that lets you know the character of the person. I'm going to tell you right now, y'all need to start figuring out who the fuck you're with. Start knowing these people. Start knowing their personalities. Start knowing where they come from. And some of these people aren't meant to be your friends for a lifetime. Some of these people are supposed to be in your life for a season.
Mm-hmm.
Seasons fucking change, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, I really, really want to say rest in peace, Alexis Crawford. You did not deserve this. From what I understand, you were an outstanding young lady. From what I understand, your family said that you were the one that kept everybody together. And if people were down, you actually brought them up in good spirits. So for that, we say rest in peace, baby girl. All right, guys, so we'll be right back. I need to take a breather from that. That was very, very, you know, touching to me.
Yeah.
But you know what? this is a good segue into who is your friend? Because I have, you know, I have some situations and I want to talk about one of my situations. So okay, let's get personal. It's story time.
Story time.
With the dang truth. Let's go. Alright guys, so we're back and it is story time with the dang truth. You know I always got a good story, right bitch? I always got a good story, so let's get into it. And I'm just going to keep it real because I'm hurt.
Oh wow, okay.
Actually, don't say "oh wow" because we've had discussions about this recently.
No, I'm just saying, like, I didn't know we were about to get serious. Because, you know, people don't realize that, like, we kind of just kind of going with the flow a little bit here.
Yeah, we go with the flow, but so I mean, it's story time.
Like, you were about to hit them with the "I'm hurt."
Yeah, like, I am. I'm going to hit them with the "I'm hurt" because I really, really hope that this particular person actually hears this. And it convicts them to actually... Okay, so let's just keep, let's start.
Okay.
So I have a very, very good friend, best friend.
Okay.
I talked about him on the show multiple times, right? So, you know, my best friend, I talk to him. We talk about everything from family to relationships to business. We talk about everything, and sometimes I have late night conversations with him, sometimes I have midday conversations with him. He knows
doesn't
I don't
matter.
Like
it's
morning
friend,
conversations,
right?
But we talk whenever.
Okay.
And if I call this friend always answers my calls. Okay. Usually he'll pick up and say, "Who died?" Like that, right?
Oh.
Because, you know, sometimes I'll call him and it could be like 1 o'clock in the morning. Call my friend. I need to talk to my friend. Now, before you guys even say that friendships between men and women cannot exist, this has existed for about 5 years. As brother and like as best friends. Okay.
Not no brother and sister.
Like best friends.
Okay.
Best friends.
Okay.
And it's been to the point where I've said.
If I'm thinking the same person you talking about.
Hold on, Ashley. You're jumping the gun.
Okay.
We have actually talked and said, you know, I've said something to him like, because, you know, you're like my best friend. He was like, I am your best friend.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Because we've known each other for so long. We come from the same place. We know the same people. We kind of know each other's backgrounds because that's where we are from. We just mesh. That's like my brother. You know what I'm saying? Ashley.
Okay.
I'm going to smack your butt again. So listen. Ashley said, So listen, okay. I recently reached out to my best friend because my best friend decided to open his own business.
Okay.
And I was like, yo, dude, I believe in you so much and your craft and what you do. I'm here to help you. Like, I would love to help you. And he was like, I want you to help me. Like, I want you to be there, yada, yada, yada.
Okay, that's what best friends do.
So I, you know, told him, I was like, 2020, let's decide to do some things. I gave him some ideas for, like, a photo shoot.
Okay.
One of my mom's friends has, like, a private beach. I was like, hey, let's have a event at the private beach.
Okay.
I told him to come to, and this is one thing that he really said to me. He was like, I really want our moms to meet.
Okay.
He was like, I said, tell her to come for Thanksgiving. Like, we'll do like a Thanksgiving brunch and then have Thanksgiving dinner or, you know, whatever. Our parents would like cook together. He was like, yeah. He was like, yo, my mom will love your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, absolutely love your mom, because his mom actually added me to Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yo, did you tell your mom to add me to Facebook? He was like, my mom added you to Facebook. And I was like, yeah. He was like, I said, did you tell her too? He was like, no, that's hilarious. He was like, because, you know, I talk about you all the time. So I guess she just added you or she looked you up or whatever. So I was like, oh, okay. So I didn't make much of, you know.
Of that.
I was just like, okay, well, I added her. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
But all of a sudden, my friend stopped talking to me. Call my friends. No answer.
It's another girl.
text, my friend. But
I'm gonna tell you that what it is. I'm gonna just put it out there.
Actually, it could be another woman. Not his woman.
That's fine. But just like you said, before y'all say anything about men and women can't be, that's what I'm getting into. Like, it's hard to, if he is involved or trying to be involved with somebody else, it is hard to let somebody, a person that I want to be with, know that I have a best friend that is a girl. And it's not like you ugly. Now, if you was ugly,
Ashley,
you know, it's a lot of times it's a different story when you ugly. Like, yeah, be friends with that bitch if you want. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she ain't got nothing on me. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, but all jokes aside, like, it's very hard.
But tell me that.
But also, too, a lot of times when it's abrupt like that, there were feelings somewhere that were a little more than best friend in there. I promise you. Because I'll be damned if the man that I'm with, if I legit have a male best friend that I have no sexual attraction to, that I've had no desire to do anything with,
okay,
that has not even tried me, tell me that I can't be friends with him anymore in order to stay with him. Especially if he was there first.
So this is what Cameron at my job, and I got to get Cameron on the show because I think Cameron is just super cool. You met Cam.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to Cam. Hopefully he'll listen to this one.
He said something very, 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 very interesting.
So what Cam said was this, that a man and a woman can't coexist together without there being any type of sexual.
Exactly, and I agree. On somebody's end. And I know you want to front like it's your brother and shit like that, but
yeah. I'm not fronting.
You know,
Ashley.
They always say you want to marry your best friend. Okay, best friend.
Okay, so listen, I'm
wink wink.
I hate you. Listen, and I told Cam this. He was like, no. He was like, no, because he was like, unless it's your mother, your sister, your grandmother, your auntie, he was like, that is no relation to you. That's a different type of love.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, to be honest, when we get off the phone with each other and before we hang up, I say, all right, I love you. I'll talk to you later. He says, I love you. I'll talk to you later. Or it's vice versa.
And if he's not, is he?
He's not gay.
Okay. So
he's definitely not gay. He was involved.
And
I promise you,
there's another individual involved in this equation that you just don't know about.
So my whole thing is this, right? And this is another thing. I've dated other people. This is where it's weird for me, right? Because he dated this woman, they broke up, and then he got back with her. And it seemed like when they got back, he was kind of like trying to figure out where he was going to go with her.
Okay.
But when I would talk to him about relationships that I was in, none of the men fit me or my criteria, he would say. No, he's a lame. I don't like him. No, I don't like him for you.
Mm-hmm.
No, why are you dating him?
In the meantime, I'm going to help you sabotage your own potential situations until I figure out mine. Maybe, maybe not, but that's what that sounds like. Don't know who you're talking about. Not trying to be offensive in the event that they are listening. But that to me sounds like someone who's very selfish and who does have feelings for you, possibly.
Only just thing like I know is that Cam I miss said, my friend.
Just like your friend Cam said, it's very rare.
I miss my friend, and the crazy thing about it is this, is like.
And he's hoping you stay single until he figures out what the hell he wants to do, and then
I don't think it's like
he's
that.
Gonna hit you up.
I don't think that he
when is, he's married and be like.
I don't think he's. I don't think he's attracted to me in that way. I mean, to be honest,
if he knows that you are, he could play on that.
I know for a fact that my friend has told me.
Be honest, on the show. Are you attracted to him even a little bit? Honest, right now. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it straight from the dame's mouth. The kick, kick, kick.
I hate you, Ashley. I love my brother.
Kick, kick, kick.
I love my best friend, and I mean the crazy thing about it is that
you keep calling him your brother. It sounds like you're trying to convince yourself, because I don't figure it out.
God, I'm gonna.
You guys both like each other. He's still stuck in a long term thing. When it's long term, whether it's kids involved or whatever, when people have dealt with each other, it's just like a lot of times it's like seniority, like, you know, like in clubs and stuff at school. Like, you're gonna be captain this year because you've been on the team for 4 years. You're a freshman. You know, we'll consider you a little bit later, but priority.
Seniority. But I've known him longer than her.
But I'm talking about the length of time he's been with her. Okay. Or dealt with her. He might have dealt with her for only 2 years, but he probably might have never been in a relationship longer than 6 months.
And by the way, I have never, ever discredited her. Okay. I've never said anything like, oh, you need to drop that zero for a hero. I've never said anything like
good.
That.
You should, you shouldn't.
Because to be honest, that was my best friend. That was not my love interest. That was not my romantic involvement. That was my nigga that I would talk to about other niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, I'm going to tell you, the one time that I'm going to say this, he kind of made my heart kind of pitter-patter, was because one day he said to me...
Your pussy jumped.
No, my pussy did not jump.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
I said my heart pitter-pattered.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Because it's a difference about lusting after someone and actually really loving someone.
Girl.
Sure. Oh. Every time Ashley does something, I poke her butt. So, he actually told me, he said, I think that you're so beautiful to me.
Ooh.
And he said, I think that you're not only beautiful on the outside. Mm, I see how genuinely beautiful person on the inside. And that's why I love you so much. And that kind of made me like...
He has feelings for
to
you.
Be... Ashley.
I'm sorry. I know you don't want to hear that, but you do. Me too.
My God.
And he can deny it all he wants. Friend. Best
Yo,
friend.
Yo. Like, I was calling Ashley one day and I was talking to her and I was like, oh my God, I can't even eat. And what did you say, Ashley?
Bitch, because you in love. When you...
I wasn't in love. I was heartbroken. Like, my best friend is not talking to me.
Let me tell you.
And I have no idea why my best friend is not talking to me.
Listen.
I have not done anything to him. I have not disrespected him.
Right.
I have not argued with him. Why is he not talking to me?
I'm going to be honest.
If it's a woman, just tell me to fall back and I'll fall back.
That's true. It's simple to us.
Yes.
Women, we're just smarter. These niggas think they're protecting us or some shit. And they're actually making shit worse. But if my girl best friend, you know, I call her and she ain't calling me back. And all of a sudden, and she commenting on everybody. And I notice she's literally ignoring me. Mm-hmm. Bitch, I ain't finna stop eating. I'm gonna go ahead and order my food.
Oh my God.
Cook up my stuff. And I'm gonna eat and be like, damn, this bitch is ignoring me.
Mm-hmm.
After everything I done did. Right. But when it's a dude, when it's your, like, feelings, like, when it's, like romantic kind of, like, involved, bitch, you sick because you in love. That's the only time I can't
bitch,
eat.
Bitch, you sick. Ashley, you a different type of person. You actually scrape up some crumbs.
There have been situations where... Well, I'm not even gonna say situations. There was one situation. So this doesn't happen often for me.
When you stop eating.
Yes, that doesn't happen often for me. But I was dating this guy. I thought I was like in love with him. Like, I was sick to my stomach. Cause all of a sudden, he was being real weird and distant. Mm. I was sick. And then what made it worse is, he actually worked part-time for my mom because I actually got him a job.
Oh, wow.
So,
I'm putting money in your pocket.
Okay, he was doing a little weekend thing at my mom's when my mom owned a place that had a place of, you know, business. And so I would have to see him on the weekends. So one day I, like, walked up to him and it was just weird. And so we had to talk outside. And he was just like, we just want two different things, girl. He was like trying to get me pregnant and all this shit.
Ooh.
I was trying to have no kids. And
ooh.
It was just, he wanted to hurry up and start a family type of thing.
Right.
And I wasn't going to be doing that. And
no.
So, and especially, and he did propose to me too.
Ooh.
But I was like, I was like 21. Like, what the hell am I going to do?
No, that's too young.
So, girl.
We would have never been friends.
when we broke up, officially, bitch, I was sick to my stomach.
You were sick.
Sick, could not eat. I was sick to my stomach.
I was never in a relationship with him.
I'm talking about because I loved him.
Right. Right. And even though we weren't in a intimate sexual
relationship,
I was still in a relationship. Like, have a relationship.
Right.
It's a girlfriend, best
friend. But bitch, you're not going to stop eating if I just stop talking to your ass.
I would stop eating.
Not if I, girl.
I'd be like, my friend Ashley.
You're going to be a little sad, but you're going to be like.
I'd be like, my
you're not gonna
my
stop eating for me.
Ashley is not talking
girl, you're
to
not
me.
Stop eating for me. Nah, I don't work that way. Unless
like,
you're a lesbian.
What did I do to
me?
Ashley?
Do
no,
you have a secret
not a
me?
I love dick.
You okay?
Like, okay. With a passion.
Oh, okay.
So.
That's why you've been having them late rendezvous at like 3 in the morning. You posting pictures and shit. When you should be asleep.
So listen, that's
I
enough
work
of.
I work hard. I be tired. I work hard.
Well, bitch, I told you that I was on a sabbatical for about 1 year and 3 months.
So and are you still on a sabbatical? And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, you have your answer live.
Woo! I mean, after I couldn't, you know,
Two points, Ashley.
Bitch, when I tell you it was good.
Ooh, Lord.
I mean, it was one of them. It's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you without a dope beat to set. Bitch, I got back on that like riding a bike. I knew I was like. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Oh, dear.
But no, I just, you know, at the end of the day, and I know a lot of people like. Especially like my homegirls at work, they're like, "Oh, your boo, what's up with you and your boo?" And I was like, "I don't have a boo, guys. Like, I stopped saying that because,
okay.
Like, mentally, heart wise, I'm not there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not there. I know what I want, and I know that I'm not. Well, let's say this: I know what I want, but I don't know what God has for me."
Mm.
So, at the end of the day, I mean, there's certain things that I want that maybe God is like, you know, no, I want you to go another route with this. But I know one thing. My goddamn biological clock is just a ticking. And before I know it, my eggs will be obsolete.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
so you do want kids or you don't want kids? I feel like you go back and forth a lot.
I don't want kids right now.
Mm.
Wait, I don't.
But this would be...
I don't want kids right now, but then I see people who have children at like 40.
And Gabrielle Union, who
43.
Has
you know what I'm saying? I don't think I would, you know, I know that I wouldn't do 47 because unless I'm really financially stable to do everything that I want to do with my kids, I would not have children at 47.
Okay.
But if I had a good support system, husband, finances on fleek at like 40, 42, I would have kids.
Okay.
But I definitely wouldn't want a child, and I'm raising 2 teenagers right now.
Yeah, you do need some time.
I'm a Monty.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to that Monty, because you know I got that from Real Housewives of Atlanta with Marlo. She calls herself
a
Monty.
Yeah, she's taking
and you know
and
what?
Her sister's kids.
Mm-hmm. And you know, that really touched me as well because when I was watching.
She was cold. Before that scene right there.
Yeah.
I didn't really care for her. But
you know what really took me, like, it made me feel some type of way, like I was touched by it, was when Candy said, you know what? I think it's a greater responsibility when the kids
you
are not
love
yours.
You can love somebody genuinely and it's not even your
biological
child.
Yeah, and I mean... And I think that a lot of times people don't realize that I go through a lot with raising my niece and my nephew. I've sacrificed a lot of things that I could have done relationship-wise and, you know, places I could have gone with friends just so that I could be there and be like a Monty.
Mm-hmm.
I just hope that it doesn't spoil me where I can't have that for myself.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because I've legit been there for... You know, my siblings' kids. So, hopefully.
Whatever's for you is supposed to be for you.
It's going
to
be
like,
for me.
Yeah.
Sometimes, not to just have, like, this whole sympathy fucking moment. But sometimes you be like, God, like, am I not doing something right?
Nah, it's just whatever God
am
wants.
Am I a punishment?
To... No.
And then I went through this whole thing like, am I cursed?
Cursed?
Yeah.
Cursed with what?
I don't know. Like, just, I honestly, I have had this kind of like feeling for a while because I was like, yo, like my dad died when I was 17, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 months later, to the same day that my dad died, my grandfather died. And then like 3.5, maybe 4 months later, my brother died. And I was like, every man that I've ever really loved has like died.
Don't speak that. Don't. Mm-mm.
Then I was like, then as I go as an adult in life, and I'm like,
have any,
you know,
of the
in relationships,
that you ever loved died?
No, I'm not saying that they're died, but my relationships with men that I've actually really, really loved have died.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And so
they weren't meant for you.
Yeah, but at that, I mean, time, well, even with my friendships.
Did you not just start off the segment with friends for certain seasons sometimes?
I know that.
Okay, that's the same thing with relationships.
Relationships and everything, and I'm just trying to figure out, but how does it happen when you actually have not done or caused anybody any harm
that
or
you
hurt?
Know of? You don't know that you have done. I have offended people and did not even know I offended them. But so you cannot say
how
that.
How do you turn your back on your friend and not allow, like, Ashley, if you say something that offended me, I'll be like, Ashley, that shit hurt.
Because that's you. But I had a friend in high school. I found
You're
out.
You talking about grown
no,
ass
no, I'm
people.
I'm just giving you an example.
Okay.
I found out at the 10-year reunion.
For high school.
So now she's got kids or child. She's married, all that stuff. I found out at the 10-year reunion that the reason she stopped being my friend is she said because I said something to her that sent her to a psychiatric doctor or some shit. I didn't know that. And what it was, what... I'm not even going to tell y'all what I said.
Don't tell us.
That's a whole nother conversation.
Don't tell us.
I'm not going to tell y'all what I said. But if I told y'all what I said, y'all would be like, this bitch is crazy. But it offended her. No, but at the end of the day, it offended her.
Oh.
Right? And it offended her to the point where she was like, I can't be friends with her. And I didn't even know why. So this whole time, I'm like, damn, what did I didn't do? And in my head, I didn't do anything to her. I never did anything to her, but in her head, she did everything to me to get me to this point, and she hurt me. You don't know. You could have offended somebody and not known, because you just, I don't know, you just don't. People are dealing with different things, different demons, different, just whatever. People aren't as, not everyone is as outgoing or as vocal as you are. So sometimes the things that maybe you say, potentially, I don't know if this is the case, but that could be what drives someone
so
away.
So do you honestly think that I said something to Derek that made him upset with me?
Woo! Not the name.
Deshaun?
Too late.
Denzel?
That's my brother, because no. But
Deshaun?
Your friend.
I'm just trying to figure out. Do you honestly think that I said something that offended him?
At the end of the day?
He said I did.
Listen, at the end of the day, I was not there. You did show me some receipts because you were concerned because, you know, communication was off.
Right.
And I'll say his story wasn't adding up.
Right.
But at the end of the day, that really could legit be the story in his head.
Okay.
And if that's the story in his head and he's offended, you have to
apologize for that.
If you're not trying to move forward with the relationship, it doesn't matter.
Oh, then fuck it.
But if you were trying to, yes, you would need to. Because the Bible says, whenever you offend someone, you have to ask for forgiveness.
Oh.
Whether you think you did anything or not.
Right, true that.
Okay? But if you're not trying to move forward or rectify or whatever, it doesn't matter. I mean, in my opinion. I mean, unless you just want to be...
Bitch, yes, I did say names, so whatever. At least I didn't say last name. I mean, I could have really said the last name. Anyway. All right, guys. So listen. Woo, that was a good story time.
That was very good.
Well, we're going to come back.
Just know, people.
Yeah. I think that friendships are something to heart. It's hard to find or come by. And I think that if you call somebody a friend or a best friend, you should be able to communicate with them.
And back that up. Why are they my best friend? Because they can do this, this, and this for me. They provide this for me. They make me feel this way.
And we all have different friends for different reasons.
Uh-huh. Everybody.
But at the end of the day, if I have a disagreement or if something offended me, I think that it's our obligation as friends to communicate with one another.
And if we're really friends, we're not going to... If we have a discrepancy with one another, we're not going to hold that over their heads. We're going to allow them to be open.
I might need some time.
Right. But allow them to be open and transparent about this discrepancy.
Yeah.
You know, and move forward accordingly.
Yeah. Absolutely.
If you guys are real friends.
Yeah. I just feel like we need to really, you know, be careful with the word friend, best friend, because if you say the word friend or best friend, you should be able to counteract that with the actions. If you can't get the actions of a best friend, then that's not your best friend.
What if your best friend starts to tell all your business to her mother and her mother tries to use that against you?
Why would her mother even be involved?
Okay, that's all I was just asking. That's
you know what I'm saying? Like, I would never go to my mom and say to my mom...
And put your best friend's business...
No, hell no.
Okay,
now, if me and my best friend have an issue, you know, with one another, and I say, you know what, Mom, Ashley... hurt me by saying, but I'm not going to sit here and say, well, you know, Ashley, you know, fucked this person and went here and did this and did that. I would never. That's lame ass shit. Like, that's some lame-o shit.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just lame to me. Now, you know, because my mom
it's
is like...
weak.
Yes, it's horrible.
I hope you're listening.
Shade. Ooh, shady boots. But no, I would never do that. I think that what a friend tells me in confidence is what they tell me in confidence. I'm not going to sit here and put their podcast, their business out in the street like that. Fuck that.
That's good.
Nah. Anyway, guys, so we have like a few more seconds left and we're going to talk about what you're not going to do, what you're not finna do.
What you ain't finna do.
What you ain't finna do. So give us like 5, 4, 3, 2, okay, about 4 seconds. And we'll be right back.
I have figured it out.
All right, bitch, what you finna do? Ashley, you are always in my business. God damn it.
Y'all, I have figured her out. If you want to hear the... She's gonna come at you with the truth for the most part and stuff like
but
that. But when she hits that... that quiet, like, I didn't hear nothing you just said. That's your answer.
Silence gives consent.
Ooh, Lord. All
right, so listen.
Except in rape.
Girl.
No.
That's a whole nother... Ashley, don't start. Okay. We got 3 seconds to do what you ain't finna do. So, on this segment of what you ain't finna do is touch my food. Now, I know that, you know, it's all fair in the game of love, but I don't like for nobody to really touch my food.
What do you mean? Like... touch your food? Like,
don't stick your fork in my shit, my nigga.
Ooh.
And think that you can go ahead and eat my food.
Yeah.
Don't think that you can go. I'm okay.
Is this for anyone or just like
anybody? I don't really like to share. Like, my mom, she'd be like, let me have that. And I'm like, why? Why would you want my shit? Like, you got your own shit.
It looks better when it's not on your plate. That's one thing I've noticed.
You ordered wings. You eat your wings.
Good. I ordered
my empanadas. I want to eat my empanadas.
And now they look real good.
Oh, my God. Order your own.
No, I need to taste yours first.
No, I hate that. So the reason why this has happened to me quite frequently, especially now that I have coworkers that I go to lunch with, and it's making me want to not go to lunch with certain motherfuckers. So I was at work the other day, and this bitch... just, first of all, I really don't fuck with her on that level.
Okay.
But she reached over and dipped her sandwich in my aioli sauce.
Oh, no, ma'am.
Well, bitch, I don't know who gave you the authority or the right to touch my shit. But I looked at her and I said, so I guess you want that, right?
That's disgusting.
So, like, little things like that. No, girl, she's from another country. But at the end of the day, bitch, you just went and got my whole thing of aioli sauce tainted with your little Starbucks little sandwich. I wasn't having it.
Ew. That's so rude.
So, what you ain't finna do is put your hands in my shit that I'm eating. I do not date that. Like, I've been in full relationships and have full-blown arguments with my nigga. Like, my nigga, why are you touching my shit?
Yeah, I've actually gotten fights about food.
Yeah, like, don't touch my shit. What you ain't finna do, Ashley? What you not finna do? I took that one from Ashley because Ashley don't play with her food at all.
I don't know. I feel like people try me on a lot, like, but I just can't think of like
one specifically. What you're not gonna do is lie to me about certain things and let it come to the light and think that we're gonna remain friends. So that's another.
Yeah,
what you ain't finna do.
That is true.
What you ain't gonna finna do is keep on.
That's true.
Making it like we're friends on social media and for the world to see, but then in real life you doing some really shifty, conniving,
right,
bullshit,
shady shit, like,
like, you know, taking from me or
taking from people that I know
in love,
like you.
Yeah,
like that's one of the like
ultimate betrayals.
Yeah, that's like one of the most backstabbing things I've ever.
But
like,
at the end of the day, how many people do it and say that they love you? Right.
Yeah, there was something I posted today. Like, uh-huh. Matter of fact, it was on. It says, I heard the preacher say we're living in a time where your friend will kill you and hug your mother at the funeral. A time where people don't love you until you're dead and gone. A time when you love somebody and you get laughed at for being in your feelings.
Wow. Now that's...
What's that?
That is... That's amazing right there.
You're not about to laugh at me because I fucking love you.
And that's a word.
I'll embarrass you.
And that's what you ain't finna do.
I'll embarrass you.
By the way, next week, we definitely got to talk about who we think killed Ghost. I mean, it's been so much going on since we had like a little break.
It was Tariq. He walked out that place too comfortable. Like,
you think it was Tariq?
You saw how he was hopping down the stairs? Like, yeah.
God damn. It was
And I don't know if he's really even dead. I think Ghost might have got shot, but he's not dead. He's going to be in critical condition.
But that was a long fall, my nigga. That was a long fall,
but,
in truth.
For some reason, though...
Actually, we can't even talk about this right now. We are
like
over time.
Don't die fat. Like, have you noticed crazy people don't die as easily?
Ghost ain't crazy. He fine. And he's going to die.
He's narcissistic. he's a sociopath.
He's crazy. Bye. All right. At the end of the day, make sure that you guys email us at
thegoddamntruth@gmail.com.
So you're going to come up from the gunshot and whoop Teresa's.
Once he gets healed, he's going to beat that nigga ass.
Email us at thegoddamntruth.
That's what they should have did a long time ago.
@gmail.com.
He's talking about it like he's a real kid.
Follow me on Instagram at Hermosa Cosmetics. You can also go and like the fan page, The Dame Truth, on Facebook, guys. Look, it's been wonderful. I hope that you guys enjoyed this show. Tune in next week. We'll be back at the shits again. Until then,
bye.
Later. We do this all the time. I come over here to record with Ashley, and we have all the best fucking conversations in the world, and we're not recording.
Yeah, well.
It drives me insane. What's up, guys? It's your girl, Edith Yolanda, and I'm with none other, Ashley C.
Hey, guys.
Y'all just heard water because Ashley is over here seasoning up some shrimp. Let me tell you something. This is probably the best fucking podcast you ever hear in life because It's just real. Yeah. Ash is cleaning out her sink. I'm over here just sipping. I'm leaning because I'm so tired. But you don't want me to say tired anymore.
Do you want some wine? She's sipping water, guys.
I don't want any wine, Ashley. I will be asleep on this podcast.
What do you want? It's gonna be good.
Oh, is that Stella Rosa?
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah. You want
Wait a minute.
I just bought it because I keep hearing you talk about it all the time.
Bitch, is that Stella Rosa?
Yeah.
Girl, let's crack it open. Listen, guys. We're going to have a great show. I mean, we got so much to talk about. Have you guys listened to the last podcast? I mean, it was pretty fucking awesome.
It was.
We talked about friendships.
We sure did.
We talked about being more than friends.
We sure did.
I wonder if my friend heard it.
Mm.
Huh. I have no idea. But at the end of the day, we'll see. We're going to try to get Mike Doc in on this show because we need a male perspective.
Right.
Also, Ashley, I just wanted to let you know that one of my coworkers who I'm very, very fond of told me we need to call him.
He's ready. He's bright.
So we're going to have to invite Cam on the show because he said that he has a lot of shit to say.
Oh, good. That's
so, guys, we're going to take a quick break. You know we got to do word on the street. And when we return, the topic for this show is freaking wonderful. I'm looking at Ashley trying to open up this damn wine bottle.
Oh, God. You know I don't know how to crack open tequila.
Whoa. You about to mess this all the way up. Not the Stella Rosa bottle, bitch.
Sorry.
Listen. We are going to be right back. I'm going to crack open this wine bottle. Ashley's going to get me a glass and season up these shrimps.
You want ice?
Scrimps.
I always have to put like a couple of cubes of ice in
it. I mean, it's white wine. It should be chilled. But I'll just take a cube. Just like one cube. And we'll be right back.